Tuesday, July 10th, 2012, in Oroville. The sky is overcast. The forecast promises thunderstorms today and a 90% chance of strong rain tonight. Southwesterly winds, 10 to 25 kilometers per hour. Temperature range, 29 to 33 degrees Celsius. Here are some timely announcements. First, a workshop for adults, Awareness Through the Body, ATB, with focus on attention and concentration, offered on 21st and 22nd of July. That's Saturday, 8:30 to 4, and Sunday, 8:30 to 11:30. At Transition School, the ATB Hall. The course, to be facilitated by Rosa. Quote, I have been learning, teaching, and exploring ATB for the last 4 years in Transition School in Deepanam, and I would now love to offer it to the adult community. And this quote from the mother. Whatever you may want to do in life, one thing is absolutely indispensable and at the basis of everything, the capacity of concentrating the attention. If you're able to gather together the rays of attention and consciousness on one point and maintain this concentration with a persistent will, nothing can resist it. Please notice that there are a limited number of places. Registration, preferably by email at rosa@oroville.org.in or call Rosa, 262-3885. And next, a pranayama workshop of 5 sessions presented from 17th July, that's a Tuesday, to 21st, a Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m. at Savitri Bhavan. It's open to all Aurovillians and to all guests. Promises that you will enjoy a new level of well-being by practicing the exercises for 30 minutes per day through 8 simple but very powerful pranayama practices. Easy-to-do exercises based on yoga for flexibility and toning, and yoga nidra, a deep relaxation technique to let go of stress. For this one, no registration is required. To make the workshop beneficial to all, you're requested to be at the venue by 6:45 a.m. on the first day and at 6:55 on the 4 remaining days, and to wait to take your breakfast until after the pranayama sessions. About the facilitator. Starting in early 2008, J.V. Avadanulu, J.V. for short, has been facilitating various workshops and retreats in Oroville. For details, please see joyofpersonalgrowth.com. And this from the Residents' Assembly Service. A general meeting to take place on collective values and priorities. What can we agree on in regards to future directions for the community? What are the most important areas in need of attention? What do we value in the community? What values do we want to develop? At the Unity Pavilion, 4:30 p.m. Wednesday, July 11th, and juice and samosa, which is now an established collective priority, will be served. Well, tonight's the last night in Oroville to experience Prahlad Singh Tipanya, not in an auditorium concert setting, but in an intimate venue at Sawchu, the Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity. Prahladji is one of the most compelling folk singers of Kabir, the 15th century weaver poet saint of India. He sings of the relationship of the soul to the divine. He sings of breaking the barriers separating one from God, about going within and discovering the secrets of life within our bodies, and about going beyond institutionalized religion to a direct and true spirituality and finding the One. He's been coming to Oroville since 2008 for the first Kabir Festival. His concert closed the recent Kabir Festival in April this year. This very beautiful music is in the folk tradition of Malwa, Madhya Pradesh, in central India. That's tonight, July 10th, 8 p.m., Sawchu. And this from Sri Aurobindo's Thoughts and Aphorisms. Love of man, love of woman, love of things, love of neighbor, love of thy country, love of animals, love of humanity are all the love of God reflected in those images. So, love, and grow mighty to enjoy all, to help all, and to love forever. You've been listening to Oroville Radio, Mylanka on microphone. This morning in studio, Miriam. Any comments or queries, please direct them to orvilleradio.org, and we thank you for listening.